Now it's time for Maddie's White Line Fever.
It is on this Wednesday morning. Let's talk a bit more about Ben Simmons this morning. By the way, I'll be catching up with ESPN SportsCenter host Phil Murphy to get the very latest on the NBA playoffs and exactly what's going on with this situation. So we need to point out here that Ben Simmons, as I said before, hasn't committed yet to the Australian Boomers at Tokyo, but also hasn't told them that he's not going to be there. So we're in a bit of a state of flux. Brian Gorgian is over in the States at the moment, assembling the team in LA. And off the back of what's happened in the playoffs for the 76ers, Ben Simmons is the biggest talking point. So it seems as though the general gist is that he ain't going. He's not going to go and commit to Tokyo. He did the same with Brazil, with Rio in 2016, and he also opted out of the 2019 World Basketball Cup. So he's got a bit of form in this side, and it's totally his call. So we have to put that into perspective. Andrew Gaze yesterday said he was disappointed about this. He wanted Ben to reach out to the Boomers and at least speak to some of them. Also pointed out that the change of scenery going to an Olympic Games would be probably good for him. He would be the leading player in the squad. He's the superstar of the Australian Boomers team if he's part of it. So does that do him good? And also then about the culture of the Boomers. And this is the part. You just heard me read what Shane Heal said this morning, and he's spot on because he's got a good take on it. He said, Simmons is at a crucial stage of his NBA career, and I can understand why going to the Olympics isn't a priority at this point. But also pointed out that you've got to be committed to what it means to be a Boomer, and Ben has never displayed that. So have a listen to these hardcore Aussies who've been there and done that and bled for their country, and in the case of Shane Heal, stood up to Charles Barkley in one of the most famous chest-offs of all time. Andrew Bogut has also had his say as well, and he makes perfect sense. I played you a little bit earlier where he said that no player should be convinced to try and make the Australian or come and play for the Australian team. You shouldn't have to convince anybody to represent the green and gold. But he's not surprised in this situation and worries that Australian basketball has been left hanging here.
Oh, it's obviously disappointing. I mean, he's an integral part of what the Boomers are trying to get to and would be. You know, he's the best Australian-born NBA player or basketball player in the world as of now. But am I surprised? No, I'm definitely not surprised. I had an inkling, you know, I spoke about it on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, if not months ago, that I just didn't think he put his hand up. I think there was perfect paths to pull out, whether it was having a rough shooting series or going all the way to a championship that then would have been rest. So, and it's his decision. Look, I'm not criticizing him for pulling out and wanting to better his game, but it's more the tease and the allure of, is he in or is he not? And that's something that Basketball Australia can never get an answer on.
And that's something that Basketball Australia shouldn't get an answer on, shouldn't have to wait around for an answer. It should be the other way around. Think about who we just spoke to. Think about Erika Yamasaki. For 20 years, she's been representing her sport. She's been through the lowest of lows, and now she's an Olympian. She's done everything she can to reach this goal, and she got there, even when times were dark. Think about the sacrifices that athletes like Erika are prepared to do. What about this one? Olympic trap shooter Tom Grice. Now, because of the COVID outbreak in Sydney, Tom and his teammate Penny Smith are up in Darwin, and they seem certain to remain there until they fly to Brizzy at the start of July for a two-week pre-games camp prior to going off to Tokyo. So they've had to go to Darwin, they're going to have to go back to Brisbane, and they're based in Sydney. So Tom can't afford to return home to Cobbity out in our west and then be prevented to travel to Brizzy or be placed in 14-day quarantine because of border lockdowns. So at this rate, he won't get home until mid-August after a two-week post-Tokyo quarantine. Just another example of how all this is playing havoc with athletes' lives. We're talking about an Olympic trap shooter here who's prepared to do everything it takes to get to Tokyo and be part of the Australian team. Ben Simmons can make his own call. It's his career. He's on a different planet to the people like your Tom Grices, your Penny Smiths, your Erika Yamasakis. They're prepared to do it. They're prepared to wear the green and gold. The question now for Ben Simmons will be, will Australian basketball be prepared to have him back if he ever does put his hands up to play for the Boomers?